Your WTO 11 weather forecast is looking pretty good here. We've got some sunshine already, and it looks like a high of 83. So we were a little worried about some thunderstorms, but did not see any of those. Those, I think, mainly went to the south. So pretty good. Community Day in Findlay at McDonald's, and joined by Findlay Mayor Christina Mern. Good morning.
Good morning, Rex. Thanks for having me.
Happy Flag Day.
Happy Flag Day.
Yes, and we're going to start off right away with Hometown Hero First Responder Friday. We honor a person who's in our community, in our neck of the woods, who's doing some good stuff, can be a first responder, a policeman, fireman, or could be somebody who works in the mayor's office. And is with DNC Hydraulics, and today honoring Kathy Launder.
Yes, Kathy is the chief assistant to the mayor, and she's super deserving. She really makes the ship run, as we all know, or is the conductor of the crazy train, as I sometimes tell her. But she's been in the mayor's office for quite a while, over a decade, and does such a wonderful job providing continuity and assisting residents, and is so good at, you know, when somebody calls in and has a challenge, helping them figure it out and not just pointing them in the right direction, but really helping them through the entire process. So she's very deserving and kind of a behind-the-scenes hero of the city of Findlay,
sure. We got a Dougie John's Pizza gift card for her, Kathy Launder, and whenever I want to get to you, I call her.
Yep, that's the way to do it, for sure. She runs my life, so that seems wise.
She usually knows where you're at.
Yep.
So, yeah, thanks to Kathy, all that she does for you and the office downtown. So a lot of things going on. I'm going to first start out. I always try and get out of the mayor if new things coming. We've got the canes up.
Yeah, you know,
that was
canes
always a big
looking
secret.
Good.
See, I thought I was going to go on Trenton Avenue.
No, they wanted Tiffin Avenue.
Tiffin Avenue, okay. So
yeah,
and now we need a Target. That's always been the thing. So is a Target coming to Findlay?
I cannot confirm or deny a Target coming to Findlay.
That's what you said about Canes. So
yeah, I say that about a lot of things. But, you know, I think big thing is we are always looking and promoting our community and working with businesses and telling the Findlay story, you know, to bring businesses into town and working with them. And it takes a lot of time and effort. People don't typically understand that when something is announced, we've probably been working and, you know, really economic development and then the city supporting however we can for probably like a year or two. There's a lot of behind the scenes work before you really feel confident something's going to happen. The mall is definitely a place that we have been working on for quite a while. The new developers that own it have been great to work with, and I feel like we're getting a lot of traction. So hopefully here soon we'll have some good announcements about that, as well as some recreation in community.
Yeah.
So we're working on a lot of different things. We have a lot of good momentum, and I'm super excited that hopefully by the end of this year we'll have some good progress.
Very good. Plus we have Sheets.
They're
building, or will be soon. Right?
Yeah, so Sheets, the utility work stuff is kind of just getting underway in the near future, and their building will be going up over the next year and a half. And then over the next kind of five years after opening, will be about 750 employees over that time frame will be hired. Mm. And so they're geared up to be a really great community partner. It's a family-owned business. They own the gas stations, but they also are, you know, if you know Sheets, they're very well known for their food. And they do regional kitchens that they make all the food, produce, and then distribute. And so that's what we're going to have in the Findlay community.
Plus County Road 99, the interchange there will be drastically, it will be different.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a pain at the moment, but it'll get better as things go on. The diverging diamond interchange will be much more efficient, much safer, and really help that area as we continue to see investment in that corridor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Findlay Airport. Always love talking about the airport, something near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, definitely.
The traffic in and out of there is incredible some days.
Yep, we definitely have seen an uptick in utilization of the airport. We have small cargo operations that are supporting a lot of our businesses, as well as corporate tenants and general aviation. So we're always looking for ways to kind of leverage that further as an economic development tool. So it's something that we're keeping our eye on, talking to the state about of how do we better utilize that.
Yeah. So you've have meetings, a lot of meetings, but I know you said there was a new development, Seifert Acres. condos, new condos going
up? So City Planning Commission yesterday was definitely a full agenda. We had nine items on the agenda. One of them was a development by Seiford Farms looking to add some condos kind of over by the Hillcrest area, as well as then we have a couple of other connections in the township that we reviewed for water and sewer with housing. The YMCA's Child Development Center was approved yesterday. Martha's House, which is a home for women and children with in conjunction with City Mission to be able to create a low barrier shelter at their downtown facility. And that really was out of the Unhoused Coalition identifying that there are individuals living on the street that are not quite in a spot where they're prepared to be in the City Mission group housing. Because the group housing, there are rules and requirements and kind of things that you have to do to be able to stay there. A low barrier shelter allows some folks that aren't quite ready to do that a place to come in just at night to sleep. The mission's kind of able to do a check on them and hopefully help with some of the folks that are living on the streets that aren't quite in a state where they're ready for help.
Good thing. Very good. Finley Mayor Christina Byrne here. Flag City Day. It's the 50th anniversary of Flag City USA. Tennyson Guyer.
Bob Cook and the lots of people stepped up to make this vision come to life. And, you know, we still celebrate it today, recognizing that our community is proud to be Finley, proud of our country, and, you know, can really come together and work on things when there's a vision for it.
Very good. Well, happy Flag Day once again, and happy anniversary, your 10th anniversary today.
Ten-year wedding anniversary, so I'm going to spend a little time with my hubby.
Very good. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Finley Mayor Christina Byrne coming up. I know we didn't even touch on the downtown, but guess what? We have Jody and Abby from Rhubarb Studios coming up next.
I love Rhubarb.
So more from Community Day and Finley at McDonald's on the way.